Yo, Yav, how you doing, man?
Yo, yo.
How's the new year going?
What up, bro? Everything good. Kings and playing, man.
Yeah, bro. Good to reconnect with you. Congrats on the new release, White Christmas 8. I've been playing it nonstop. You texted it me. As soon as you texted it to me, I got it in the rotation for you.
Of course, distribution right away. You know, I got to get it directly to you.
Oh, you already know. And you got the Facto Show picture on here. You representing your own show. Congrats on that. I think I saw a couple months ago on your Instagram that you reached the top 25, top 30 on Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
How's that feeling?
I don't fuck it. I don't know, honestly. It's like whatever. I don't be tripping on that type of shit. I didn't even know you could do that, so I didn't know what to expect or nothing. It just happened, and it's like I wasn't excited about it or not excited.
It's big, though. Trust me, it's big for you. Because I know when we talked last year, when we did the interview, you were just telling me about the show, and you wanted me the feedback, and you got a lot of good feedback off of it.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, definitely. Shit is good. It was like some quarantine shit. I was in fucking quarantine, so I could just talk shit and give like I felt like I was the people who made like Fox News and shit. All the fucking other shit was biased. I had to come through with my own point of view. You feel me?
Yep. And we were tuned in. I was tuned into your IG lives during quarantine. I saw you were on with Kid Capri because he made your beat for Bronx Tale, which is one of the hardest joints off of Major Without a Deal.
Lugging, bro. I'm about to get in with Kid Capri to finish up. What the fuck is that called? Oh, New York City, the album, too.
That's coming out February.
February 19th. I don't know if that one is coming out. I kind of wasn't going to do that one. It just, motherfuckers got ahead of me. So everybody started thinking I was talking about that album. I was talking about a different album, but whatever.
So what's it like working with Kid Capri?
He's dope. He like a real, real producer. I like working with like real fucking professional people that like really know how to do shit. So, you know, Kid Capri worked with everybody. He made one of my favorite Jay-Z songs. So just going in and see like all the records that he got, and he's sampling shit from real actual vinyl and just vibing. Like the shit is just fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's something that he's told you that he likes about your music and your style?
I don't remember. We talked so much. He just told me a bunch of shit. Flows, lyricism. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to compliments too much, bro. I just be like, whatever. I don't pay attention too much.
Mm-hmm. I think it's better to just focus on yourself sometimes, too.
Yeah, most of the majority of the time, I'm just focusing on myself. I'm not giving a fuck about what else nobody talking about. I just taking this style. It's like if you live for the motherfucking, if you live for the chance, you're going to die for the booze. You feel me?
Yep. Where does White Christmas 8 rank among all your other White Christmases?
Off top, I'm going to give it top three.
Top three? What's the other two?
White Christmas, the one with my son in the chinchilla on the cover.
What is that, White Christmas 4?
Is it 4? No, that was the one with us with the car with the red coat. I'm going to say...
Oh, probably, the chinchilla was 3?
Yeah, that was 3. White Christmas 3, and then... maybe 4, White Christmas 4, or so I think 4, I'm thinking more into it, probably because, you know, that's when I came out of jail and I got shot, you know, like kind of shit. So we got more sentimental shit with it, but maybe like probably 2. 2 was the one I did with DJ Drama.
Yep.
And I always wanted a drama tape at the time, so, you know, that was a good one.
Yeah, and that was big. I know. I remember on White Christmas 4, you had the Broadway Joe Namath jersey on.
Yeah, I fucking did, right?
Yeah.
That was a random picture. We went to the movies and shit. And I just randomly had that shit on and we took a picture and the shit just happened to go.
Yeah, that was fire.
Yeah, it for the fucking cover.
I told you last time, White Christmas 3 is my favorite. Yeah, NYC Restore the Feeling on there. And that was something that really put hip-hop back in the spectrum of that real hip-hop sound. That's what you did with the Angela story on this one, because that beat, that's that real hip-hop boom bap.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Word. Well, yeah, you fucking right. Angela story. That's what's gonna be on New York City, the album, that whole type of vibe, you know what I mean?
I told you last time, you really brought back that real hip hop sound in New York.
Yeah,
you really did. Because you care about the culture, you care about that sound, and that's why Troy Ave, when I tell people, you know, because you get a lot of haters for, I really don't know why, it's just criminal how much haters you get, and you shouldn't, because I see right through it, and it, the talent that you have, no one else has it.
Right. That's why I'm thank you, first of all. Second, that's why I'm going to restore the feeling again. That's what I do. I just restore the feeling, and then I just go do my thing. I don't trip. At the end of the day, like, as long as I'm getting paid for it, it is what it is, and I'm only getting paid because I'm independent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
I care about the city probably too much at times, but it is what it is. It's just like a fucking hole. You gotta turn it. You're trying to turn it to a housewife. Like, no, you can be better than this. I believe in you. You feel me?
Yeah.
Then they revert back to hoes, and they want to be fucking with everybody. Be like everybody else. So yeah.
I mean, off the album with White Christmas, the new project, Miami to New York. The Just a Friend beat, Chris Marquis.
Yep.
That was crazy.
Get well, Biz.
Have you ever had a chance to meet Biz throughout your time in the industry?
Yeah, but it's funny. Biz Marquis actually bought some, equipment. Like, I used to have, I used to try to DJ when I was a kid or whatever. And my pops had bought a bunch of equipment and shit like that. And they had a little DJ set, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when they got divorced, we had all this new equipment and shit. And then it's funny, my mom's actually sold a bunch of the tuners and all that shit. She sold that shit to Biz Marquis. He knew my aunt, some shit like that. I don't know. I wasn't. He came to the crib and grabbed the shit.
That's crazy. That's a crazy story.
Yeah. This is before I was even doing music. It was crazy. I was just like, yo, leave my records on. My records and shit.
That's wild. That really is wild. And yeah, that's a story. That's a story I never heard you tell before.
Yeah. That's
the first time.
Yeah, Nobody never hear that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody.
No one will hear that.
I just actually thought about it just now.
Yep. I remember last time we talked too, you were working on a reality show.
Yeah. It's actually still in the works. It's filmed and all that, but long story. I had let these fucking people come in and try to you just gotta do shit on your own, B. Always, I mean, at least for me, everything works when I do it independent. So, thank you.
That's something I give you a compliment about.
What you said, bro?
That's something I'm giving you a compliment about, is that as far as this independent artist thing goes, I think people should look up to you because you did it all independent.
Thanks.
You got to where you're at off of being independent. No labels, nothing.
Yeah, I can't see it no other way. With everything in life, always got to start it up, and then you got to get people to believe in it after the fact. Independence is the way to go with everything, even down to the clothing line, GIGPS.
Yeah,
just start doing it. I ain't wait and plan and look for help and all kind of shit. I just did it, and then that's it. You got to get the ball rolling. That's what it be. You be independent with anything in life. I don't care if you're selling plates of food, you just got to do it. Keep be waiting for other people to help you. All kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
You can't rely on anyone.
Yeah, you can't. You can't rely. Nobody's gonna have the passion like you with your shit to get it done.
I read label stories every day about artists saying that they're unhappy with their deals because they're not getting pushed like they should.
They want to get out of deals. They want to. To me, that's always some bum shit. I take it. I don't know if it's some bum shit. It's a little sad because as a man, when you enter into an agreement, you're in that agreement. Cold, please. You in that agreement. So see artists say, oh, hey, I want to get out my deal now. It's like, man, you should have never been in a position and want that deal. Don't when you blow up and get a little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? You got your own future stand on it. You want to switch up. That's disloyal.
Yep.
Okay, you took the bum deal off top because you was desperate. In Phoenix, I'm never desperate in Phoenix. And I feel like real men ain't never gonna be desperate in Phoenix. You feel me?
Yep.
You're not a real man if you do shit like that. You're not gonna do anything out of desperation and thirst. You don't have to, you just make your own way. But you take these bullshit deals and then they turn around when they get a little bit of paper. And be like, oh no, yo, this is a whack deal. Well, you know what? Would you trade everything and then go back from ground zero when you had nothing? Oh, you ain't saying that because you got a little fame and a little bit of fortune. And now you feel like you could do shit. It is what it is.
Right, it is what it is. And you were busy during quarantine. Is a lot of people figured out a way to get busy during the quarantine and everything with the pandemic right now. Trav, Volume 1, I saw you drop that. Volume 2, you dropped that. She Belongs to the Game 2. I like how you flip Still Not a Player with Big Pun. That beat was fire.
Good looking, bro. I'm gonna be honest. Volume 1 and Volume 2 was cool. It wasn't my best work. It wasn't like White Christmas 8.
Yeah.
It was like quarantine music. Like, just fucking around. I'm bored. Let me just do something. So, yeah, like, they had like one or two slappers. Like, but it wasn't like my best shit. I think we could just go to that studio. But yeah, I appreciate you checking in, everybody else.
I had that in the rotation.
Hey, what you think on? You think those are on the level of White Christmas 8?
No, but that's
some. You got some joints on there. Get some fire on there.
That's a no. That's a hard no.
You did, but you did though. I'm not gonna lie, you did.
Yeah, I have some joints. It just wasn't like, you can see the difference when I really go in and do a project. So these next couple projects is gonna be me actually really going in and getting work done. It's not gonna be no fucking around, bullshitting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Something I like about you is that you're authentic with your fans. You always take the time out during your projects to thank your fans. You always have the interview where you talk and you basically talk. You told them about the upcoming album. You gave them 20% off to go shop with your memorabilia, your website, and your apparel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really important, like, because the people around with you, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just always show love. Like, I'm just all about showing love. I show love to the people that show love, and then the other people that show hate, I'm ruthless and fucking terrible towards them.
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah, all the time.
That's what you gotta do. You can't, because if they're wishing you bad, you're gonna get the same bad back.
Yep, you gotta wish them worse. They wish you bad, you gotta wish them worse.
Yeah, fuck. I'm in the kitchen.
That's it. That's what you gotta do. If you don't, it shows that you're soft.
That's it. Let the devil start them out. Fuck.
I gotta get into it. I gotta get into Asanova. I gotta get into this. That's.
It was just fitting. It was just fitting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, yes. I just don't like all that fake shit. He started that. I didn't start that. He started that. I saved his life. Like I said before, he started consistently. The shit don't change. I saved his fucking life. And then, you know, suck his shit. It's deep. The people that know.
Yeah. I lost all respect. I lost all respect for Casanova when he made up with 6ix9ine. Now after that beef, I was like,
you feel me? And that was some sucky shit where he was scared of 6ix9ine in real life. He was scared of the, you know, the people that was backing him and all that. Like, I don't respect that sucky shit. I don't respect no dick riding. I don't respect that fake tough shit. Like, I'm from Brooklyn, so I really know what's up. When he come to all of this fucking gangster shit and Flatbush, like, these are people that in these times where they claiming they was gangsters, they was literally sucking dick. You know what I'm saying? So these guys that was supposed to be gangsters in these times, I seen you guys barely remember you except for, oh shit, you seen Ace come Gunna. Oh, you see what Gunna did? You know what I'm saying? So now when I just don't like all that fake gangster shit. I don't even try to be with some gangster shit. Like, I had moments where I could gangster shit, but I just be with some down to earth, cool, getting to the money and staying out the way. But all that fake tough shit, you know we win. I always got the same energy for a person when I see them as I will if they not in my face. So these guys don't do that. It just be a bunch of rap cap with them. You feel me? They'll put them on. Yeah. They do some. I would never, or you've never heard me say anything aggressive about somebody that I hadn't said in their face or that, you know, I wouldn't. I'm not going to be having a beef with you then when I see you. Oh, shit. Yo, what's up, baby? Yo, let's talk it out and it's all good. It's not where we from. Streets is a myth, though.
Yep. That's something that I think about you in this day and age is that you're one of the only real rappers out here. Everyone's fake. You know how social media is. It gave everyone the ability to adapt the persona that isn't theirs.
You know what? You could just look at it on basically like there's facts that support that people's fake. You're not going to tell me you're a big gangster and you fucking work for a sucker. You feel me?
Yeah.
There's no way in the world. That, and that goes to what anybody you tell me. People talk a bunch of street shit in their music, but meanwhile, you work for a sucker, whoever the heads of whatever label you signed to be a sucker. So ain't no real one is gonna respect it by working for a sucker. You feel me? They gotta be at eye level with them or greater. You know what I'm saying? But if you're doing that, I mean, you compromise your integrity just because you fucking on some desperate, you'll do anything. Where does it end? When you put a cock in your mouth for the right amount of money and right amount of desperation? I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. That's a fact. So, like I said, it's just the other shit that you people. I hate being like, who's real and all, like, it ain't. It's just about motherfuckers' lifestyles don't be coinciding with shit. Like, people be going to, you fucking taking pictures in front of renting cars. That's not getting money. You feel me? And then meanwhile, what your home look like, you know what I'm saying? Do you own your home? Like, don't be taking pictures in front of fucking a couple of designer clothes. Like,
yeah.
Shit, you should never be wearing more than your rent. You feel me?
Exactly right. Exactly right. You've been through a lot, man. I remember reading.
Yes, I don't tell me,
I remember you reading the papers when you were shot Christmas that year. You've been through a lot. A lot of these rappers, yeah. I don't think they could ever come up with or get over whatever you went through. They couldn't handle it.
They couldn't. They'll hang it up. That's the difference with me.
So I'm
built like that. You feel me? That's the difference with me. It ain't about shit. When you really living what you're talking about, then that shit happens all the time, every day. There's many stories like that happen, just that I'm doing music and shit, so it's a bigger spotlight on me, but like, we come from that. We come from the violence and shit. Thank God, you know, we made it out of that. But every now and then, somebody can get caught up in some shit. You feel me?
Yep.
So, again, I don't even be trying to capitalize with that shit. If you in the streets, you know violence comes with the streets. So the people that be talking about, oh, they start doing music and they start talking about all the shit they survive, or they you're supposed to survive that. It's normal. It's normal to me.
Yeah.
You feel me? But, you know, real relate to fake just hate. And if you go and you add up all the points and you add up what makes sense, the story's consistent with me. These other guys, I don't know what the fuck they are going on. Can't be real if you sound to a sucker and you do anything and you complain about getting out of there. You should never take the deal. Don't tell me you're a drug kingpin. In your first video, you was a bum and you had a little bullshit jury. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And after you started rapping, that's dumb. That's not real. That's fake. It's stupid. You try to get away to get out the street, not to get into the streets. That's dumb. You can't tell me you a fucking gangster if, first of all, you can't be a Crip and then turn in and become a Blood. That's sucker shit. Period. That's unacceptable.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of, before I remember the rappers wanted to be like the guys in the street. Now the guys in the street wanna be like the rappers and suck dick and the dick rider. And it'd be like a fucking, just a bunch of fucking sheep following. That was never acceptable. So for you to be in one gang and then go turn into the enemies of that gang and then you just switch over. And motherfuckers reap what they sow. So it's many things that you could look at and you'd be like, hey, all of these stories ain't adding up. How are you these person? And not just talking about astronomical, but with many people. You feel me?
Yeah.
Shit don't add up. And like I said, if you put all the, you sit down and you write down all the main points and the bulletin points, you'll see, okay, this person is not who they're saying they are. You write all the bulletin points on me, Troy Adams. He said he is. And back to the Ask Nova thing.
Yep.
Like, even down to the record, they don't want, I didn't go super hard as I could go because I had to reach out like the actual paperwork. But everybody in Flatbush, they chose to ignore it. They know it's a dude named Classic, rest in peace, Classic. Ask Nova had cooperated with the police and got Classic arrested for a murder. You know what I'm saying? It was like a home invasion and Classic folk got killed him and Ask Nova told him. You feel me?
Yeah.
I didn't even Bush know. Like, niggas in the Bush knew this happened. But, you know, as time goes by, motherfuckers start to forget. So, just for the fact that somebody, I don't know, I ain't gonna get into it, but I will get into it at a later date.
Facts, I'm dealing with bullshit. We're gonna hear it in the music, the upcoming music.
Several.
Are we gonna hear some more about it in the upcoming music?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Everything I deal with is facts. Shit, you hear about, I'm sitting here drinking the fucking pineapple Goya Fresca, so you gonna hear about that. Fix it up. So, only real shit that's happening and that's going on with me. That's like you ever gonna get.
Yep. When's the Facto show returning? I saw it was returning soon.
Yeah. I'm actually going right now, so I can't even get a chance to record it. But I just linked up with some people for some like more ads and shit like that. So, you know, once the bag is more secured, we'll be back very soon.
Yeah.
We'll be back very soon. But it's still plenty of about 25 episodes for people and all the viewers to go catch up on right now.
What endorsements have you secured so far, if you want to mention any?
Oh, we got MyPillow, fucking Smile Direct, DraftKings. That's just to say a couple. GIGPS clothing.
You know, okay. Yep.
Shit like that.
Yeah, that's fire. Yeah, Facto yeah. Show is returning soon. It's returning soon. I'm sure everyone's looking forward to that. The upcoming album. Is there any features on there?
No. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. Got a number? I don't know. I didn't really even get to doing New York City album like that yet. So I don't know. I did a feature with everybody. I wanted to do features with. It felt like some New York City shit. But
yeah, I heard that in the Drink Champs. I heard that. Except for Jay-Z, Biggie, and Tupac.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll get some features on there. Maybe not. It's easier when you can just work by yourself and you don't got to fucking a lot. You know from having to book people to do interviews. You know how fucking much of a headache that shit is.
Yeah, it is. I don't have any booking. I love all this. And maybe I'll talk my you know what right now because you do. All these people that brag about their shows. Oh, well, you need to support me. I do everything, the editing and everything, but you don't admit that you don't book the shows yourself. I book the shows myself on top of the editing and the recording and the promotion and everything.
Yep. That's real shit. I was fucking editing the fact of showing all that myself. That shit is like stressful. You know?
It is.
Especially when you're trying to do other shit. It's like, damn, it takes up so much of the time and attention and whatever. But we don't complain. We just get the job done, right?
Yep. You're right. You're right, man. Anything else you want to let your fans and the people who are tuning in right now, St. John's, WSJU Radio, know?
If you listening to the sound of my voice telling you you're in school and you're doing the right thing and you're not being a fucking loser. Just continue on that path and never sleep down to the level of fucking losers who ain't doing shit. They'll bring you down faster than the fucking world chasing you. That's a fact, though. So, you know, everybody go to TroyAv.com, support the brand, get GIGPS brand. We're gonna put a code with the show. So all the viewers, they could grab some of the merchandise for like a 20% off code.
No doubt. I know we did that last time.
Yeah, we gotta definitely do it again. 20% off now. Everything goes up. It was 10%, now it's 20. They out there yet?
20%. Even the satin jackets, the BSB record jackets.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
We have no limits. I hate when you do that. They go, yo, you got a discount. Man, it's unlimited things only.
Yeah.
Discount everything. They out there, Chef?
That's how it should be.
Yeah, that's a fact, though, bro.
I need everyone to go follow Troy Ave on Instagram, Twitter at Troy Ave, of course. Check out White Christmas 8, The Facto Show. You can check that out on the podcast platforms. The upcoming album will be coming out soon. Stay tuned to that. Make sure you subscribe to this YouTube channel, Sports Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max. Stay tuned. Troy Ave, I'd love to have you back. I know, I'm sure you will be back.
Yeah, that's a fact. I would love to have you work with me on The Facto Show. I'm saying it right here. So everybody knows.
I appreciate that, Troy. You got my number.
Yeah, I think that'd be dope. Because this is like, I like waking up and doing business with people who are already in the field and you already got this shit down packed, you know what I'm saying? So maybe we'll link up once a week and just make this shit bigger.
No doubt. I'm down, Troy. Trav.
I like to have a co-host who actually knows the fuck they talking about in music. I respect your music opinion and your fucking relentless grind, bro.
I appreciate that, Troy. It's got to be culture over everything, that real hip-hop over everything.
Oh, my God.
All right, Troy, I want you to take care and stay safe, all right?
All right, bro, no doubt. You too.
All right, Troy.
All right, one,
yeah. Yep.